Blog Talk Radio.
Michelle, why you gotta tell Mickey everything about us?
Cause I needed somebody to talk to.
But you trying to make it seem like I started it.
I just told the story the way it went.
Michelle.
What?
Look, since you seem to be forgetting, I'ma tell you how it started from the beginning, alright?
Mm-hmm.
Cruising down the Ave with my homeboy Boo, laying back like Jack Mellor went to the groove. Greatest man alive was cold rock in my world. Been a rock a little harder when I thought it's a fresh black girl. But hold up, I can't go out like it's nothing. I had to conjure up a cool way to stress. They call me ES, the overlord of fresh. I saw you in the dress and I just had to regret. My compliment came through in the clutch. She started to blush, then I knew what was up. Called the next morning, said, what'll it be? Dinner and a movie, or just chilling with me? She said, me. So I went and got Slimmy. As soon as I opened the door, she said, Jimmy. Like I was a bone and she was stretching. She got what cold swallowed my ones like really stretching. Then after a couple weeks of good love of my friend, she did the dummy move and started asking for my dividends. Come around the corner looking funky fresh. This new Jack Bae started popping a mess. Steady tripping, cause I ain't call her last night. I kindly pulled her through the side, said, yo, take a hike. Cause I don't need it, girl. Too many problems in this world. So go on ahead with your Jerry girl. She went to Jefferson's and Lincoln. No way, no scrum, what do you think this is, President's Day? People start bugging over things like that, honey. You know the time, so don't act funny with my money. I refuse to abuse my savings alone. So if you want some ends, baby, best go with your own. Now I said it was before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. Michelle, how come every time we argue it always gotta be about money?
When I was with Steady B, I had it all. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, gold, Liz Claiborne, I had it all. You ain't giving me nothing.
It's a shame nowadays you got to stay paid. It ain't like the old days when you were serenade. Take walks with your girl at night in the park and in the shadow. She could leave still her heart. But the new wave 80s has everything reversible. Instead of walks, you drive a Cadillac convertible. Two's bound to kill you, all you need is one. To constantly bug you to get her hair done. Every week's in her style. She's always got the rocker like a Super Bowl sack. She's tackling your pocket. And when you wanna chill, you find that something always blocks it. You're looking for your wallet, but your girlfriend's got it. I tried to put your D, cause you was my friend. You didn't listen, now she got you for your dividends.
You bought another dress? This is ridiculous. That's the third dress this week.
The world is very different now. The world is very different now.
No, I don't like to get upset and I don't like to riff. But one thing that gets me hype is when girls shoot the gift. Now there's a little saying about the J-O-B, but what she's really trying to do is take the D-O-E and wreck your whole check on the latest design. When you're broke, it's all a joke, but when you're paid, it's fine. This advice to you, I'll lend. Begin to let it sink and you can spend, but don't get taken under, my friend. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. Now I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I don't mind giving my girl something, or any woman for that matter, if they need it. But love shouldn't be used as a personal visa card on the strength. Cause the same way you trying to get somebody, you can be got. Murphy's Law is still in effect. Ain't that right, Wood?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that, E.S.?
Cause man, Michelle, if I knew you was going through me like this, I would have never stepped to you from the giddy-up.
If I knew you wasn't going to provide for me, I wouldn't have talked to you anyway, straight up. I thought you was the greatest man alive, but I guess I was wrong.
I wonder if my grandpa and pop would do things like this back in the day. Cause man, this ain't worth it.
The world is very different now. The world is very different now. Now.
Yo, I be buying B's, so all my girls be I and C. Coming backstage, dying to get pleased. You got me, I rock these Versace and linen. While you spotting, grinning with a bunch of foxy women. While you speedball with cars, that's the valid. I get clothes custom made for my stylist. Cruising my Lexus land with no mileage. While you walk the street until your feet get callous. Take you on the natural high like a palate. It be all good, toss your clothes like a salad. When it's all over, put your vote in my ballot. This my diner, I'm Mel and you're Alice. Spend the night and look to see's palace. It be all good as long as you don't act childish. While you standing there with the crisp in your cup, and worst come to worst, keep this on the hush.
I know you see me on the video. I know you heard me on the radio, but you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend mentioned. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you.
Hey, yo, shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? I'll be undressed in the bra all see-through. While you count your jewels, thinking I'ma cheat you. The only one thing I wanna do is freak you. Keep your stone sets, I got my own baguette. And I'll be doing things that you won't regret. Little Kim, the queen bee, so you best take heed. Shall I proceed? I'ma throw shade if I can't get paid. Blow you up to your girl like the army grenade. You can slide on my ice like the escapade. And if you get Tiaia with the marmalade. Who me? Not you. Oh yeah, who's he? I even dig your man style, but I love your profile. Whisper in your ear and get you all shook up. But don't blush, just keep this on the hush.
I know you see me on the video. True. I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mentioned. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you.
Why you trying to kiss T-Breeze? I'm in the PVs, all chrome D3s, decked out TVs. CDs with crazy bass, keep my lady lace. Don't be fooled by the baby face. I hope you're not, cause your thighs got me hot. Only one plan, that's to rise to the top. I told you before when I first pursued. I want an interlude in the nude.
You know I love the way you fill up. Sit my tequila. From the dealer, full lift chinchilla. Heat up the clutch, 750 deluxe. Then we speed down the hutch, breaking trees in the dust. I'm not the one you sleep with, to eat quick. Want a cheap chick? Better go down a freak, Nick. You got to hit me off. Buy this girl gifts, of course. So I look sick in my six with my Christian LaCroix.
I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mentioned. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you. I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mentioned. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you. I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mentioned. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you. I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mentioned. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
Some say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. If I can, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. Don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women?
real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady and make the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped up off about my curfew and broke the rules. Went with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my life dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. To make a dollar out of this thing, it's hard to be legit and still pay your rent. And in the end, it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night, my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains, it pours. They got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth. And they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive, cause it's better than even though you're better. By your lonesome, thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you were selfless. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking big. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, you're steady hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving bins, I'm still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, if things will never let up. But, please, you gotta keep your head up.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down. Tiffany Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by that dude, Mr. DSP, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
See, every time he starts, ladies and gentlemen, I am so happy to be here. I'm happy to be here because I get to hang out with Van Meadows. And if y'all don't know who Van Meadows is, Van Meadows is the second coming of anything that you ever thought was going to be a dream come true. This dude is the reason why Ice is jealous to be that cool. This dude, Van's the only cat that can tell you why white milk turns into yellow butter. This dude, he's that dude. And I'm blessed to be sitting next to the man, the myth, the legend, that cat, Van Meadows. What's happening, Van?
What's good, bro?
I'm chilling. It's just another day. What's going on?
Hey, man, it's just another day in the life, man. A good night for poetry. I'm just happy to be here, bro, especially besides you, man.
Not me, man. Ain't no one checking for me, man. Ain't nobody checking. I ain't be got no weapon. What's happening, bro?
Ain't nothing, bro. Hey, I'm just chilling, man. Just, enjoying, another Thursday night and the Get Down. For those of you who happen to be listening in online, hey, the dial-in number is
319-527-6300.
And please press 1 when you get here. If you are already here and you have not done so yet and you want to join the Get Down tonight, go ahead and press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Because I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine.
That's what's up, bro. I know.
I got mine.
I know.
Yeah, I got mine. Yeah. And tonight's a dope night, man. Tonight's a dope night because it's a dope night for spoken word. Tonight's a dope night for poetry. Tonight is a good night to make everything right again. So for anyone out there that might be going through something, tonight is the night to let that go for a couple of hours. Sit back and enjoy or participate in what Friday Eve got to offer. Because when you come to the Get Down, it's time to let all that go. Open your heart to something you haven't heard before, because what we got, you might want. And in the words of For Real the Poet, when you make a great statement, yeah, that's what we do. So you want to tell them what's going on tonight, Van?
Me? Nah, man. Nah. I don't want to tell them nothing. You want to tell them?
I have answered, but I've been away for so long. I got to get back in the groove of things. So yeah, I'll tell them. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you have listened to the Get Down, you know the last Thursday of the month is open mic. So if it's the last Thursday of October, we want y'all to bring whatever you have. Don't tell me, Van, you don't have no poetry. We're not going for that old tight line. Because if you've been rocking with us all year, and the year before, we know you got poetry. Now, I know some people are like, well, I don't have nothing new. Well, what might be old to you is new to somebody else's ears. So Bring that poetry. Bring us your favorite pieces you've ever written so far. Because tonight's that night to show off and have some fun. It's to get that. Tell them, babe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. It's open mic. I don't see how to do what y'all do. I mean, I got a piece for tonight. I mean, I wrote something new. I mean, you know. What about you, Jay? You got a piece for tonight?
Brother man, do I have a piece for tonight? Yes, indeed I do. And dare I say I'm kind of hyped to spit that, let's just say. Yeah, hyped to spit that.
Yeah. I heard it. Hey. Rock, paper, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors, bet.
Rock, paper, scissors. All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's get it.
Get down. Rock, paper, scissors. Ready, set, go.
Rock, ready?
Paper, scissors. Shoot.
I got a rock.
I got scissors. What you got? I got scissors. Oh, you crushed.
I got
my
a rock.
You crushed my scissors. So you the man, bro. You up first.
Bet. Let's see how I put this together for you. Okay, cool. Let's give it to him. You ready, man?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
Let's go. Dearly beloved, someday soon I want to slowly undress you and see how you respond to me seeing you fully in the nude. Breast bare and most uninhibited portions of your deepest thoughts as I begin to watch you think about how can we build empire, raise sun gods, and leave a legacy of everlasting that will last forever. Because forever wants to be a part of this as infinity waits in line for tomorrow that have yet to come as we are dressed in our inner soul and our true royalty. So I say, where is she? Then I ask, who is she? And then I can tell you that she looks like every line that I have ever written that's ever gotten an applause. She is the perfect, poignant picture of feminine pulchritude, packaged perfectly, and I hope that if God made anything or anyone more beautiful than who I'm looking at, I hope he was smart enough to keep it for himself. Just looking into her eyes, I feel all of the confessions that I've been holding take shape and await what is called real truth. As our positive affirmations begin to set sail along the ocean of untapped possibility, and while the adventure of us becomes a true reality, I've always dreamed that even before she uttered one word that started us on this ever-loving journey of forever, I look forward to her more and more every single time that I see her, only because from the very first time she ever smiled and said hello, I knew I was in the arms of perfection. And I was listening to the best music angels have never played. This is a scale of unimaginable depth. And the happiest day of my life came because she said, hi.
Yo, did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Yo, that's what. Welcome back. Man, I should have went first. What y'all think? I should have just went first. Because I don't know about y'all, but I don't be wanting to follow that up. You know, I don't want to.
Don't be letting Van lie to y'all. I come up with some clever hook, and then I share it with Van, and Van be like, nah, write this. And then he hits me with two or three lines, and I was like, wow. And then I come up with something, and Van be like, nah, Jay, write that. And then I write something else, and I'm like, damn, Van, I didn't know you was this talented. He's like, just be quiet and just write it. And then, you know, when I'm finished, he's like, yeah, yeah, you're on the right track. You're on the right track. Spit that. And then I know I'm doing something right because, you know, I got Van's blessing. And if it wasn't Van, and, you know, I got Paul Cran's blessing. If not Paul Cran, then I got to go to, you know, Mojave or Dave Mott or you know, one of the other cats that's in the crew that, you know, I gotta figure it out. Even when Jay Walker come through, between Van, Jay Walker, Paul Cram, and Mojave and David Mott, I'm lucky to be called a poet, to be honest. So thank you, Van. Thank you, Van. Just thank you.
I didn't do nothing, bro. I didn't do nothing.
Uh-huh. I'm going to assume. I'm just saying. I'm thinking you enjoyed the pieces that I just recited. I'm not even going to mention the fact that you wrote it, but I'm going to assume that you enjoyed it.
I loved it. I don't know about writing it, but I loved it.
As long as you loved it, then everything else is well.
I did, man. I'm ready to get to these callers. I'm ready to open these mic and hear some fire poetry from the Get Down crew on this open mic.
Here's the problem. You did that last week, and something unexpected happened. So to avoid that, we're going to hear you spit and then open these mics up.
All right.
Uh-huh.
If you insist.
Uh-huh.
I haven't done something in a while, but I haven't done an erotic piece in a while, so I've reached into something that I wrote this past week and said, you know what, I'm just going to go with it. So I hope that's okay. I try to not to be too graphic, though.
It is perfectly okay. Please. If you would do me the honor, please get on the mic. And get on down.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, bro. The title of the piece is called Drunk with Ecstasy. I mean, I'm not an alcoholic, but she tasted like Tennessee whiskey. Had me feeling all frisky. Looking for a chaser. Maybe even some peach flavor. Hold up now. Where's my crown peach? Remembering that time I went down on her at the beach? I couldn't help myself, and my heightened arousal was incredible because she smelled so edible. And I wanted to lay in her pathway of heaven and let all the rain soak me as I was needing her moisture 24/7. Remembering that she quenches my thirst, but first I must dive into her mind and taste it like fine wine. See, bourbon tasted weird to me, but one drop and I was instantly greedy. But when I see her laying on my bed, her head resting upon the feathers in my pillow, I wanted to feast on her thoughts from her day before I go any further. And my hunger takes over. I need to be mentally stimulated by the ingredients of her words, create these pixelated images of just how stunning she truly is. I have to control my thirst a little longer because this is so inspirational. As she feeds me her verbal main course, as a sapiosexual being, I'm left with no choice but to force my intellectual and verbal foreplay upon all her regions of her mind to hear her say, Daddy, I've been thinking about drinking your words off your lips all day. So come with me. Right now, we've done enough talking. We should commence to drinking all the alcoholic beverages our organs can enunciate, while our lips and tongues are occupied to eliminate any fear of intoxication, because she sees my personification of just how over the legal limit this breathalyzer test she blows into, and all the saliva and juices she would like to mix upon the source of my soul. Before she catches my sermon and I lose control, saying my ABCs backwards is a difficult task, but making love to her is all she asks. No inhibitors, no resistance, just she and I slurping and sucking on the manifestation of a love so mesmerizing it creates a justification for my intoxication. To be one with her natural wet secretion, and I use my mouth as a never-ending receptacle for her to naturally release her torrential downpour, which is delectable. So I'm not inebriated, but merely drinking on her simple but necessary treasure, and she tasted so damn good. I mean, so damn good. From the mind of Poetic.
So,
I'm
right here. I'm right here. I'm just like, so.
Okay, yeah. I thought you was muted, bro.
No. I was thinking of the right words. I was like, So you started with a sip of Tennessee whiskey, and then switched up to some Crown Peach, and decided to take that Tasty Peach pathway to heaven. But you caught me with that line of meeting her moisture, and that verbal main course had you both drinking your words. I'm like, man, it's been a minute since you did some erotica. God damn, man! Like seriously, like what your pen been hiding from you or something? This is really dope. I'm like, okay.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
I see you. All right. Now, see, these are the times that I wish I read something else as opposed to what I just gave up, because that piece was awesome. And I should have did something different, because if
brother.
I knew we were taking the erotic route, I'd have went the erotic route. But that's okay. Hey. You're Dean Martin, and I'm Jerry Lewis. So you gotta let the romantic do his thing. You know, Mojave Sammy Davis.
Right.
I can't think of the other cat. For real is what's my
so
man
really
Chipping and the boy?
No. He's Sandman Sims.
Who's going to take Frank Sinatra's plate?
Frank Sinatra.
Who's going to take Sinatra's plate?
David Mott.
David Mott. David. 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 Yes. Yes. Yeah. And Paul Cran got to be the other cat in the Rat Pack. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll rock with that, but the piece was actually awesome, man. I like it. Like, thoroughly enjoyed this. Like, seriously.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. So, I'm going to assume you was in some sort of zone. So, I was like, that was as somebody in the chat said, that was deliciously nasty. You know what I'm saying? You see what LSP gets you? Deliciously nasty. I'm telling you, me and God are going to have a long conversation about me coming back light-skinned next time. Deliciously nasty. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad. That was dope. So, what do you
Thank
say
you
we open up these mics? No. Hey, bro, I got to give it up the way it's supposed to. You know, in the piece, you're a bad boy. You know, I know you're a bad boy. So I'm just like, yo, let's do what we do when we came to do what we do. And let's welcome everybody to the get there.
Definitely.
Open these mics and let's do what we came here to do, okay?
Opening up, we're going to go with area code 573. Welcome to the get down. Who is on the mic tonight?
Hello?
Area code 573, you're on the mic.
Hello?
Hello? All right.
They must be bashful.
They might be shy. We'll go to Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on, guys?
Hey, Miss. How you doing, Miss Lips?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Y'all be
nice.
Nasty tonight.
Not y'all. That was Van.
Yours was a little on the sappy side, though. I like
no,
that.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I kept it above board. I just told the world I was in love with her since she spoke to me because her voice sounded like music that angels have yet to perform. That's above board. Van, however, made me wish I did something to write it because the piece was so damn dope. I was like, I should have did something too.
Well, I loved all of it.
You know, thank you, Miss Lips. J-Rock's trying to be all modest. He know his piece was fire. He knows it. He knows it.
Let's just say, from a woman's perspective, I'd love to be thought of in the way that J. Rob wrote and handled in the way that Poetic wrote.
I want to handle somebody.
Well, if you're in love like that, then you get to handle like that.
Yeah, that's true, because Van's all in love now and, you know. I get it. Yeah. You're right. My bad. So should I start it off, man, or will you do?
You can start it off, brother. You can start it off.
Go, Miss Lips, LIPPS.
Yes, baby.
Love it, sapiosexual personification style.
Oh.
I'm just saying. That's what Lips stands for me and Van. So, but tonight is open mic night, Thursday, on the Get Down, your first to the mic. And without much further ado, I know you got something to complement the opportunity that we are in. So if you wouldn't mind stepping to the mic and please get on down.
Okay, so I'm coming in the spirit of the season. So just take this ride with me. Twas the night before Hallows and all through the town. Everyone was preparing for what would go down. The ghosties and goblins were ready for fun, and dark fantasies followed wherever they run. Hedonistic pleasures were about to abound, and bodies were writhing and ready on the ground. When finally a howling came floating on air, the signal was given for the opening fair. They joined two by two and marched in a row to the Honeyween Ball and the new Drippers show. Sensual sensations were bound to erupt as All Swallows Eve was about to light up. The costumes came off. The floor became slick. The masks all stayed on just to heighten the sick. Sense of being devoured by pleasures unknown made my body tremble way down to the bone. Then one strapping specimen came into my space. No words were exchanged as he caressed my face. He tilted my head back and looked in my eyes, then lifted me up and sat me down on his ride. He impaled me deep. I let out a moan. He grinded in slowly and made guttural tone. The room was a swirl as my back hit the wall, and he took me, jackhammer style, deep to the ball. And just as I thought I'd lose all control, he pulled out and placed my feet back on the floor. It was then that I understood how this all went. You can have what you want, but you can't make it drip. So just come into the deep end and swim, if you will. But remember, toes just before the thrill. It's honeyween night, and all swallows ease. And whatever is done here is designed for the tea. I'm Liz, and you've just been serviced.
Well, all right.
Man. Well, all right.
Well,
all
right.
All right. That was nice.
All right, all right, all right.
Ooh.
Man. Talk about erotic werewolf stories. I'm like, okay. Okay, okay. I like that hot shit. What you think, man?
I like it too, man. That's, it made me want to get under covers and say,
I like that. Oh, now Ms. Lips, there's a piece of poetry I put in the event page. I would love for you to send me these verbal, and I'm going to attach your vocals to the instrument to what I put out. I think this would make a really dope match.
So you just want me to
listen to it first.
The poem.
Listen to it. Just listen to what I put out first. Let me know what you think. And let's make magic, girl.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
Take a listen. Take a listen. Yeah. It'll be comical. It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
You always give me
I know
a
the term. We have to. This is what we're doing to get down. Our job is to challenge thy pen. Is it not, Van?
That's it. Yep.
I quite enjoy it. You guys make me better.
This is what we do. This is what we're trying to do anyway. So, what say you now, Van?
And I like this piece. I mean, like I said, it may want to get on the covers and say boo. But, you know, as always, Ms. Liz got this passion about her work. And when she delivers, baby, she delivers.
Thank you so much.
So,
Ben.
Are you ready to get on over to the Get Down dance floor?
Absolutely. Let's go see what I can brew up over
there. Well, you got to get that DJ. Now, the DJ might be willing to turn on some Harvard tunes, so you got to see what you can do with him. I mean, you might have to look at him a certain way, blow him a couple of those kisses. Listen, he's persuadable, okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Don't be touching nobody.
I'm saving that for
that
you, Jay.
Okay now.
Because he heard
I'm
your poetry tip. Don't be touching nobody.
I'm saving all that touching for you, Jay Rob.
There you go. You know what side your bread buttered on, baby. I'll see you on the dance floor.
All right, honey.
All right.
One love.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss Lips.
Whew.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go back to area code 573, and let's see if they're available. Area code 573, welcome to the
Hey, it's
Sister Spittle. Who's on the mic?
Hey, what's up?
Sinister Spittle. All right, let's
wait there for a second. I am. Even when I'm low, I'm high vibrations, brothers. I have a new service.
Nice.
I can start calling. I can start calling you guys again. I haven't been able to fucking call you because of my old service, right? I dropped them assholes, and I'm all good now. So I'm back.
Good stuff.
Unlimited rotation anyway. I mean, I shut down, like, all my poetry shit, so, like, I don't have a lot of outlets, so I'm glad to be back with you guys, so I appreciate
We're glad to have you.
Well, you know, I am a fucking writing machine. I tell you what, be without a phone for a week and see what you create. I've got about 12 pages worth of shit I've written over the last 5 days. About 5 doodles. But what I'm going to give you tonight was a change in my perception on writing. As a youth, I listened to music and write, and it would be heavily influenced. And I stayed away from it for many years because of that. But, you know, when coming back to me, I'm not that person. Life's different. So I did this piece, and it's really cool, man. I started a whole new thing with music and writing. It's been really, really fun. So when you guys are ready, I'm ready.
Van, you available?
Yeah, man. The mic is yours, bro. I'm glad you're back.
Right.
I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you got your phone back. But the mic is yours.
Yeah, thank you.
All
right.
This is Won't Regret. Such a less tragic fueling of my burn. I'm still remiss. I'm lonesome, rippled, adjacent to frivolous meandering of urge. As they lack weight of their position, one would suckle. I'm lacking air in the absence of your chaos. What's the affliction? Such oozing from the indifference of the cost your words fail to pay. I'm short vision, lacking change, and the assumption I knew, friend or foe, dropped in variations of static movement. Where did we go? Boss, drooling, stupid apparitions of your callous content, stagnant fares. Grievously here, 3 a.m., here again, I'm lonely. You're gone. Already scared of the weakened vibrations that went set ablaze. An empire? Thoughts to lose, fractional variations of lofty breath stagnant. Come back. There's vast volumes of us in what I can't get over. I'm shaking in my mind. The body tremors from hate left me. All but gone. Won't return, though. No postage, too. I stagger in redundant circles, often amongst grooves you left unabated, yet fiercely deprived of value, only mine. Why? I stop verbalizing my woe when the sermon of vile transgression spewed by your, you, something, everything, you fucked! The moon and beyond. As cows go moo, and I don't live a show of your abandon. Kids starve no more for death. Love waited is rooted volatility. Where we grow aside the reckless and beyond adversity, fuck you. The union of addictive wiles is disastrous cancer. Where did you go? Boss intricacies won't realize the answers. My superseded fleeting thought gleams. Man of thought. Went frightfully into dead corridors where you went almost destroying the fray of my decency. Here, I will shit geysers of rebuttalments as I rebuild the grayscale of artistry, slain under the ulcer upset you read one to quandaries of revision that feed fruition of life. You cut! Fucking why? I cry. But curious, light and ambition of what was never destroyed, just aggravated under turbulent currents, the hurricanes collide. but I'm better without. Yet I gain in what you gifted. Love under lust, nut is a tenth of frivolous clips. It's fucking better than the use of what I won't regret. Mock breathing in peace.
Wow. I truly, truly, truly enjoyed your energy. Welcome back, sir. Welcome back. It's
Absolutely.
Been a minute. This definitely was worth the wait. This was well worth the wait. I love this. That was shit a geyser. It just went off, but that line got me. The line just got my attention. But welcome back, man. I love it. Hey, Van, what you think?
Hey, man, I think that was great. I mean, I'm glad she was as good as that. I missed his ink. I missed his delivery. I missed his passion. This piece was dynamic, bro. So thank you.
I appreciate it, Paul. Thank you very much. I am glad to be back. And I will be checking out the roster. And, you know, I'm getting back to me and everything but very carefully. You know, very, very... cautious of my bubble and what I allow around it. So, you know, this is always a safe space, and you guys are always good to me, so I will be back. I am definitely here again. Thank you.
Nice.
Absolutely. Well, good brother. We're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor. Glad to have you back. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. I love everyone, Mike.
I love with my cousin.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Sinister Spittle. Think about that piece, Jay.
I loved it. Yo, his energy is infectious, and I dig how he took it to different places, and I love the in and out of how his emotions just ran with this piece. That's why I was like, I really like this. Because when emotions take gotcha. When emotions take control and you hear where he's going with this, bro, that's pure artistry for me. I loved it. I really do miss hearing Sinister.
That's right. Absolutely. Now, let's go ahead and open this next artist on the night. C-Double-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house.
Hello, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
How are
you? How are you doing?
All is well over here.
Well.
It's good to hear from you.
Yes, thou art doing well, petting my kitty. I'll be fine.
I like. Hey, Van, say hi to CW.
Yeah. Hey, CW34 Music. What's good, my brother?
Well, I'm happy to be here. I'm encouraged to be here. And Miss Lips, you were talking about Honeyween and Halloween. I am Lotto from 8 Mile. Black man ain't dying in this movie.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
So, what's going on?
J-Rod, where you at, bro? You good? Oh, we might have lost him.
Well. Wow.
There he is.
Okay, I couldn't catch that. Did you catch it, man?
Yeah, I caught it. We couldn't hear you, bro.
Yeah, we couldn't.
Hmm. Okay, let me change my headphones. Maybe it's me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yep.
Okay. So we're good because I couldn't hear any other my other set. Okay. I'm back.
All right. So y'all can hear me, right?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. I feel
Let's
better.
Get to it.
I feel better now.
I'm in my happy place.
So we don't lag on anymore. You think I should go into this poem right here? What should I do?
Well, good brother, it's open mic. J Rob, I send my man to the mic.
See, double, brother,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Now that I can hear you, and now that Van can hear you, and you can hear us, let's cut to the chase, baby. Go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This piece is called War Poetry. I don't wake up being woke. I'm just aware of my surroundings and circumstances. The journey ahead can be a summary of brutality, but I'm ready. War ready. I must remember in walking through these landmines as I land these lines, disguised as codes and parables amongst the parameters and perimeters, weaponized with metaphors, analogies, and similes, exposing my abilities to infiltrate minds, cautious to not program and control the masses as I master the craft and practice by my having a plan come together in 18, built on character infused in this bloodbath. I'm capturing pathological passengers through and traveling within the campus of camouflage throughout the aftermath. I attempt to put on the full armor of God as a soldier, carrying these words as ammunition hidden in every sentence. Within my declaration of independence, hitting your senses, not looking to receive a hero's welcome. Be all I can be? No. I'll do you one better. Let me assassinate your perception and blow your mind like this is Texas and your name's Kennedy, and become the Fresh Prince planted the government's enemy of the state as they pretend to be friends of me, while they shut me down with censorship and cut my pension plan. But I still wield this pen in my left hand, set to a musical backdrop of Steely Dan's Hey, 19, because finally I've come back to the get down, and that's my piece.
Wow. Go ahead, Jay.
Finally! Me double 34 music has read to the get down. Love this. Oh. I love this and everything in it, brother. I really dig this a lot. The ending, I'm sorry to keep repeating the ending, but that got me. I wasn't expecting that. Finally! Dope. I love this piece. What say you, Ben?
Man, I love this piece too. I love it. I love it, man.
Finally, the T-Double has come back to the get down.
I love it, man. It's a dope piece, man. Fire, bro.
Yeah, thank you very much. Because, you know, I was thinking about Dwight Howard, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Tyrese. I mean, really, do we even think all of this matters or anything like that? I mean, I'm just wondering.
No, it don't matter.
It doesn't matter what anybody thinks.
That part.
Give me my peppermint schnapps. I'm going to the detention center. I mean the lounge, you know.
Yeah, that part right there. Take care of him.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, it's great to get out there for C-34 music. That's our brother Jay. That's our brother right
without
there.
Question, bro. Without question. Hey, he did something so dope for my birthday, man. I was in another state of mind when he hit me with that. I was like, wow. Just he was really dope. Get a cat credit. He's talented to no end.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, 319-527-6300, and then please press 1 so that you can get down with us. Whew, how you feel about that first hour, bro?
I'm all right with it. I'm all right. I'm still wheeling with that, with the whole... The way C-Double ended his piece, and I love what Sinister Spittle brought, and you know Lisa Lips just brings the noise, but that joint that you dropped still captures my imagination, though. I wasn't expecting all that. So the first hour for me went very, very well, sir. How about yourself, man? What you thinking?
Hey, man, I think it went great, too. It went really great.
Thanks.
So, you ready to see what the second hour has in store, bro?
Am I ever? Yes, sir.
Next up on the mic, we have Epiphany's own one half host of Diva Talk and one half host King and Queen's Quarters. We got La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. John.
I'm
trying to be serious with it. I can't even be serious with it. What's up, J-Rob? Oh, my God. I'm laughing.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm waiting for it. John. And I couldn't give it back to her, man. I'm sorry.
I couldn't even hold my damn laugh in. That's all good.
I couldn't hold it, man.
I'm sorry.
I tried.
I wanted so bad to give it right back to her. I was like, Danielle.
I tried.
That was funny.
Amazing, amazing poetry, gentlemen. Amazing. Yo,
thank you.
It was
thank
on two different levels. You know, you got the sensual part, you know. It was really, really beautiful. And then you got the erotic part. That was really, really.
I know, right, Van? Yo, tell me, Vanny, don't write like that hotness right there, that chocolate dripping off a strawberry type of, you know, the type of poetry that makes you stare at yourself in the mirror just with ice cream dripping down to your genitals. That's the type of stuff he'd be doing with that erotica.
You have to use genital sex. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You like that hotness. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. My bad.
That's all good.
I'm happy to be back. I'm just happy to be back. My bad.
What's up?
Man, it's your turn, sir. It's your turn. My bad.
La Pearl, La Negra.
Hey.
Are you ready to get down? Are you ready to get down?
I am. All right, this is called Sapiosexuality. Damn, he's good at what he speaks. All up in my head with that sapiosexuality. Feeding me nouns and adjectives with conjunctions and verbs that smoothly blend and slur. His lip service imprinted, leaving me in a crazed daze afterwards. I mean, is this the night she pays the devil her dues? Because the way he's making me feel, I can definitely use. Wanting his, to have a conversation with my, his mental stimuli is absolutely causing a stir. What if I let him in? Just let him know. Surely I lose control. And he's definitely down to win. Because the analytical philosopher that consults the sapiosexual in me is visualizing constantly how his words do a tangle with my spirituality. The more he talks, the closer he gets, because he's deep within my subconscious set, stimulating my mind, opening me, touching my sacral chakra so sensuously, verbally. Shit, he makes me so fucking horny. I'm about to peak. It's almost as if he's trying to match my energy. Could it be? Nah, it's just me. But I didn't give him the key, so maybe. Still, I want his hands and lips all over me. And I'm not saying he's perfect or even too good to be true, but I wonder, did he fall from heaven? Or was it he rejected from Hades for being too good? His mind is just so beautiful, got me feeling like a fool, like my earth is being cultivated and moved. But he's too damn good, and his wordplay is crazy cool, with verbal skills that call to your attention. Oh, did I mention? How he takes adverbs or proverbs, making me feel secure. How dare he touch me like this, when my skin hasn't even encountered his breath or his fingertips. And yet I crave more of his understanding of my hidden language, so fluently he speaks, rarely spoken to me, that I speak. If only he was aware when he talks that talk and how it does that mental thing. It has this empress feeling like a puppet on a string. Damn, he's good at what he speaks. Enough that piece.
Go ahead, Ben.
Oof. I'm so glad she ain't come up in here talking about, I don't have no peace. I ain't know what to do. So, you know, y'all made me so nervous.
Because that right there was, that was amazing. I love that. Ooh, sure fire.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you.
I just want to know, who is he? Because, man, the whole time she's spitting this piece, she playing with her dreadlocks in circles. She blushing. And she playing with her dreadlocks. And then she let her dreadlocks go and take off her glasses and be like, ooh. And then she go back and play with her dreadlocks, writing this poetry down. I'm like, uh-huh. Who's she talking? I know she ain't talking about me. So this must be from the light skin poetry series. I get it. I like that shit.
The light skin poetry series. No, actually, I'm gonna tell you. It's from the Black Honey series. That's what it's from. And it's all fantasy. For right now, it's fantasy.
Oh. So the light skin poetry series is part fantasy. I'm digging it. All right.
I said Black Honey series.
Oh, okay. You said Black Honey. My bad. I thought you said, damn, why he got to be light skin. But okay, cool. Cool. My bad. I'm just happy to hear you. That's my bad. Because the piece is dope. I still see you playing in your dreadlocks while you recite this piece or whatnot. And a girl, one of your girlfriends is like, what you thinking about? And you're like, nothing. And then she starts reciting this piece. Then why are you smiling?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. And one of your girlfriends looked at you and like, it's that light-skinned boy, isn't it? She's like,
you mind your business.
Oh, man. Nah, it's all fantasy. For now, like I said.
For now. You heard that, Van? For now. I mean, not you, Van, did you hear that, but
I heard
that, Van. My co-worker, you know.
I heard it.
It's just a fantasy. I loved it, though. You know.
Thank you.
That's just me. I feel like she can play with her dreadlocks, man. Go ahead. Talk to her, man. Tell her the truth.
It's all good. Now, the Pearl of Negro with that amazing fire piece, before we get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, do you mind please telling everyone what you got going on Tiffany?
Sure. Every Monday night, you can catch me co-hosting with King Atterbury and King and Queen's Quarter. And every Wednesday night, until my diva comes back, I will bring in my guest panel of divas on Divas Talk. It's every Wednesday night at 9 and every Monday night at 9. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. Now, let's get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Take your socks off. Baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Pearl, La Negra on her way to the Get Down Dance Floor.
Whew.
Coming in here steaming things up, Jay.
Mm-hmm. That one.
Next up, we got Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
Hello?
Mr. Automatic, I'll meet you tonight.
Yo, Auto.
All right, we'll go back to him.
We'll keep this party going. Next up, we got the newest Epiphany hosts, host of Cram Sessions. We got Paul Cram in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's good? What's good?
Well, salute to you, King. How you doing, man?
I'm doing. I've been enjoying the show. I see Van came out the woodwork with that one. Like,
see. But wait. If I'm playing fair, Paul Cram, me and Van remember somebody in our circle who used to do poetry grams. And it was really dope poetry gram. On delivery, might add, I was like, wow, that's damn creative. And dare I say sexy. So Van gets it honestly. You know, Van gets it honestly.
Yeah, he ain't gonna lie, he popped off with that one. I was sitting outside listening to it, and my neighbors was passing by, and they normally don't say a whole lot. You know, we speak, and that's it. But they actually paused, and they was like, what's that? I said, oh, yeah, that's art. So that's art.
See? That's how you know the seasons are changing. That light skin revolution is on the rise, bruh. He just stopped in his tracks.
Yeah, it's starting to get cold now, though, so they're going to start looking like sugar cookies, and we're going to be back popular.
Come on now. I'm like, But, you know, they're going to be looking for chocolate skin dude. But right now, I'm noticing it's light skin season. I'm like, all right. Let's do our thing. But dig it, brother. Dig it. Tonight is the get down. It's the end of the month. And I don't think you've been on our show when we've done our end of the month open mic. So as one of the newest Epiphany radio hosts, and you already family, so you know where that stands. But tonight it would be an honor to have you give us something from your repertoire, which is so vast, what you've done. And if you could please bless us and honor us with a piece from your rep, that would help us a whole lot tonight. You good?
I'm good. Let's get it.
So bet. Then me and Van are going to step out the way, brother, and would you please get on down?
This piece is called The Amusement Park. One of my favorite things to do as a kid was to splash around in water puddles. I guess that explains why, as an adult, I have an obsession with splashing around in water puddles. Good times. Great memories. I remember the wonderful feeling the wetness gave me around my feet. But that feeling fails in comparison to the way your wetness feels around my meet me in the amusement park of ecstasy. So my tongue can spin like a merry-go-round on its journey to tilting your world. I see that you saw the passion and the extension of my jungle gym. So quite naturally, I'll allow you to climb up just so you can slide down and cover me with your splash pad, soaking every part of my equipment without fear of slipping or falling off. Oh, how I love to splash around in water puddles in the amusement park of ecstasy. It's amazing how perfectly our pelvic region impersonate bumper cars while we travel a roller coaster of orgasms, completing its third loop that leads to the climactic drop, making our pulse pick up speed as we release the sensual gasp of satisfaction at the completion of any thrilling aquatic ride. Oh, how I love to splash around in water puddles at the amusement park of ecstasy. To be continued. In peace.
Damn. That's what we doing? That's what we doing. I'm not mad at that. I'm really digging what you put together there, young man. I'm digging that a whole lot. Forget that whole don't chase waterfall shit. I like this plain and puddle. I'm like, all right. All right. And if I might stretch a little bit, may I say, all right, all right, all right. That was dope.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What you saying, Van?
I'm saying this Paul Cran know how I feel about his work, man. This brother's amazing. And this piece demonstrates his artistry to the fullest.
Thank you. Thank you. Humbled.
I'm with you with that. I'm with you on that.
So.
Oh, man. It's been a good night so far, man. I'm loving the show.
Well, the good part is we had you here.
Yeah, man.
And the other good part, then the other good part is we got Van here. You know, I'm feeling like, you know, Sammy Davis with the Rat Pack again.
Right.
So it's like we getting the band back together.
I thought you was Dean Martin though.
Nah, man, that's Van. I'm Jerry Lewis. So
you Jerry Lewis, Van. Van Dean Mojave.
David
is saying. Is a Frank
Mojave Sammy Davis. There you go. And David Mott is Sammy Davis. And I'm trying. What is? It's not Vic Damone. Vic Damone's with Diane Carroll. I'm trying to think. What was the other dude with the Rat Pack, man?
Waiting for my time, bro.
He was alive for the Rat Pack. He died in
the 80s. Yeah, I don't remember.
All right. Joey Bishop, there you go. Or Peter Lawford, one of those guys.
One
of them casting over. The dude who didn't care what people said, Joey Bishop.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
There you go, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa Lips. Joey Bishop. That's Paul Cramp. Joey Bishop. The dude, he don't care what nobody said, and he was going to say it anyway. And if someone got snarky, he gave him a two-piece and a biscuit. And they were like, now say sorry. You're like, as soon as I can get my teeth from the floor, I'm going to say sorry. There you go. There you go. Then they see that, David Mott is 7'11", and, you know, life is good again. There you go. I'm good now, Van.
Absolutely.
Carry on.
Okay, bro. Paul Cram, my brother.
Yes.
Amazing show on Tuesday night. Can you let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany?
Yes, sir. November 28th, 2023, Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, presents once again Cram Session, hosted by myself and my big brother, legend himself, Mr. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, for the month of November. It's a special show for me because both the features, the musical artist and the poet, are both from my hometown. The Red Shoes Wordsmith, when I had my shows back at home, she was my very first feature. And she hit me up. We ran it. Had to get on the show, so I'm so happy about that. And one of my favorite people in the entire world, her name is Day Night. She's going to be the musical artist of the month. I cannot put her in any type of genre because I don't care what it is, rap, R&B, gospel, reggae, hell, opera, she can get it. So it's going to be a hot, hot show with two hot, hot artists, and we're just going to do what we always do. The last Tuesday of the month, we're going to turn up on a Tuesday.
I like that. I'll be here. I'm going to come early.
No doubt.
I just want to hang out. And I get to hang with Jim. Yes, indeed.
Nah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I intend to come through early so I can get this piece off and hopefully somebody enjoys it.
Absolutely.
Try to give Van to write me a piece too. See if Van can write me one.
Oh man, come on now. Yeah. Hey, I don't write those pieces, bro.
You think you don't write for free?
He wrote that piece I did tonight.
I wrote the first two lines. Everything else was Van. I'm not clever enough to come up with Tennessee Whiskey Crown Peach poetry that has the pathways to heaven while meeting her moisture and her verbal main course while drinking your words. I'm not that good. I'm creative, but that was hot right there.
Yeah, that was different. That was different. That was like, damn.
That was like, come on, yeah.
I mean, I got pierced nipples, and they were getting hard listening to Van do this. And I was like, nah. You know, I'll take credit for the first two lines, but everything that Van just went to superhero mode. So.
Nah, whatever, bro. Paul Cram, we're gonna get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, my brother. Before poke your nose over here, just keep growing. But one love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Peace, King.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Paul Cram. Check him out. Last Tuesday of every month, except for this month, we was on this week. But you catch them next month, last Tuesday. Make sure you tune in. And we're going to keep this party going. Next up, Jay Rob. We got our good brother Jay Walker in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Man, you caught me because I was just hitting Jay Rob up. I'm hanging up after Pierce Nipples. I'm done.
You mind your business, sir. You mind your business, sir.
Check your DM and see what I just sent you. Van just saved you because I just sent it as he unmuted me.
Oh, my God.
He got perfect timing because I promised you I was out of here. I was gone. I had enough. I heard enough.
Yo, man. Jay.
It's just some shit, man, you just shouldn't hear. And I just, it's certain things you said, man, it's just not meant for Christian earlobes. I'm just telling you.
man, talk to Jay.
what's good, brother?
Welcome to the Get Down.
Ben,
oh, my God.
You got to put your hand on that mute button a lot faster, man. I don't know what you're doing over there, but we're going to have to.
Hey, man,
we
got
to work
laughing,
this shit out.
I'm just laughing.
It's getting ridiculous at this point. I mean, he's just saying whatever now. You took the leash off, man. He just all in the yard peeing on people.
I was just explaining how much I enjoyed the poetry.
Yeah.
My bad.
You definitely did that. Yep.
My bad.
Nah, we good. We good, Tom. A little too good. You know. But how you brothers doing, man? How y'all doing?
Tonight's a great night, big bro. Welcome to the Get Down.
Man, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, man. Ain't nothing like getting down.
That's what I'm saying. Van Metal, you want
to
usher our brother through the
hair from me, bro?
There you go.
Yeah, I got him, Jay. Z-Walk, hey. My brother. It's open mic season
yes, sir.
Right now. So if you're ready to get down, we're moving out the way. The spotlight's on you, brother. Go ahead and get on down.
Let's do it. For every song I sing, you are the melody. For you are every high note that crosses, that braces across the atmosphere in falsetto. A dream catcher, capturing my every thought, all my desires to make me better. I shot my shot in your DMs just to see, from strangers to lots of talk and text and future calls to be. Through talks and texts, trying to see if we can get from point A to B. My X, Y, Z, and all across the alphabet, your love language calls out to me. Writing you letters daily, just to never mail them. They sit in the shoebox under a loose board just below the bedroom floor, covered by a rug. Loving you blind, trying to find my way through the wilderness. A love written in braille, as my heart feels its way around your universe. I want a love in breath, exhaling your pheromone, and then exhale again. Taste of honey grazes my lips. When your name rolls off my tongue from the sweet name I speak, I'm sitting in this, stuck in this daze of love, this crazy craze of love, longing for days of me loving you in real time. Finally crossing the threshold of love that separates us. Through the open window, I feel a wind gust. I roll back the rug and open up the board, grab my shoebox that sits below the bedroom floor, take each letter one by one, folding them, giving them wings, and then I launch. A love for you that I wrote about daily are now soaring across my window as I sit on the side of the bed just waiting, hoping that they make it, praying that all my letters get to you. As I spend the rest of my days lost in this crazy love for you, sending my paper airplanes to the moon. And that's that piece.
Hey, man.
Yo. I was waiting to hear him say something about I got 24 pythons or these guns is blazing. Hey, but nah, bro, but that's a fire piece. That's a fire piece.
Man, appreciate it, man. That's just one of them ones that just sits in the rotation, man, just to be said. I mean, in all aspects, you know, J. Rob wrote that, so I'm just speaking his words.
You just a wolf in sheep clothing.
Is that what we're doing?
This, because earlier La Perla Negra hit us with a piece. And if we were going to write a movie or short film, it's her at a window with a perfect view of Philly. She's playing with her curls, you know, dreadlocks and whatnot. And she's writing this piece and it's coming out real dope. And it is what it is. And it's like, wow, this is pretty hot. Then we hear this piece and we got Jay Walker on, like, you know, Amtrak going from Chicago over the mountains or what have you on his way to Cali, and he's just looking outside, writing what he's thinking about old girl, whoever she may happen to be. Like, these are perfect pictures of poetry being written in the happenstance. And I was like, this is really good. So I really enjoyed what I was listening to just now.
Man, appreciate it, man. You know, hey, man, I'm still learning, man. I'm still trying to get it out. Still trying to, I don't know, man. you know, when you're always looking for that piece where you say, yeah, you stay hungry. So right now I'm just still, I hadn't hit that peak to where I say, yeah. So I'm going to keep writing until I hit it. I hope I never hit it so I can continue to write.
That part. I hope all of you never reach your zenith poetically. I hope the bar continues to get higher for all of us to aspire to something.
Yeah, man, iron sharpens iron, man. So when I read some of you guys' work, man, that inspires me to go a little deeper. Yeah, so.
Amen.
Hey,
crazy curiosity before
right.
you leave.
What you got?
Man, how long has Jay Walker been writing, to your knowledge?
My brother been writing for a long time, man.
And I ask that because, Van, if you notice, and maybe it's just me, but, Van, have you noticed the intricacy of the storyline when he tells a short story versus when we first heard him on the Get Down?
Absolutely.
Cool, so it's not just me.
Absolutely.
All right. I said keep growing.
Funny story is, honestly, man, I didn't start writing until 2017.
You can't be
serious. That's still a long time.
I'm serious. I didn't start writing until 2017. So this, I'm still, man. I'm still a toddler.
You're an extremely talented cat for someone who started 6 years ago.
No, man. You gotta tell him, bro. He's an extremely talented toddler. You gotta give it to him like you're giving
him. Extremely talented, what, man?
Toddler, man. You said he's a toddler. Extremely talented toddler.
Extremely good toddler. There you go. That's what I meant to say. An extremely good toddler.
Hey, man. I'll take that. I'll own that. You know, I'm growing in it, man. You know, just say, hey, keep encouraging, man. Keep the words coming, man. I'm going to keep it flowing.
I'm with that.
For sure. For sure, man. Let me get on out the way, man. I know y'all normally have a lineup, man. So I just, like I said, want to dip in a little bit, you know. But you almost missed me. I ain't going to lie to you. I was out of there. And, you know, J-Rob, you can watch your words closely. I'm going to be out of here real quick because I don't ever know what you're going to say.
I'll put a leash on. I'll put a leash on the vernacular.
And then, brother, you know, his brother feel comfortable lying to me. Van, you know what?
I did nothing.
I love y'all, brothers. One love, one mic. I'm out because I'm done with the shenanigans today. We'll continue next week.
All right,
peace,
good brother. Peace, brother.
All right, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother Jay Walk. Wow, that brother's really talented.
Bro, 6 years in the game? And I had to ask because, Van, over the last, like, you know, year or so, this time that he hits the pieces and they're so intricate and how and meticulously put together. So I'm like, I've noticed a shift. I noticed a change in a lot of his pieces, and I really enjoy what I'm listening to. So I was like, I was wondering if you noticed what I noticed in listening to it. The boy's pen is wicked. Like, think about it. Like, even La Perla Negra, how we used to, you know, talk to La Perla and was like, can you do this with your work or can you do that? And she started experimenting and, exaggerating her pen, per se. And you see the change in how she writes. Bro, it's wonderfully amazing seeing some of the stuff that we're listening to.
It is, man. And I love it, man. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
As do I. Who do we have next, good brother?
Next up on the mic, we got DSR's own Rebel P. Jones. Thank you for waking up today.
Yeah, what's good?
What's happening, Rebel?
Area code 469. I'm sorry, it may not be Rebel. Area code 469. Who do we have on the mic? Might be MD Live.
Hi, it's MD Live.
MD Live, there we go.
Yo!
Okay. Y'all numbers are so similar.
Welcome.
So similar.
Welcome to the Get Down, MD. Right on, brother. Welcome to the Get Down, man.
Oh, man, glad to be on. Glad to be on.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, since it's my turn, brother, welcome to the Get Down. As I've already said, tonight is the last Thursday of the month. And if you haven't been around for a minute, what me and Van tend to do, it's an open mic session, brother. So whatever you bring to the microphone and to the audience that's listening, brother, me and Van going to step away and allow you to do what you do and get on down.
Most definitely. All right, this piece is called The Masturbator. I'm the masturbator, but not in the sense you think. I'm not the KY on the nightstand, on the lotion, on the bathroom sink. I masterfully bait women to knock on my door, because when they do, they know what's in store. I answer fully and dressed, because we know what they came for. I'm swinging my thing left to right, hypnotizing every woman at the site, leaving their mind spaced out, their knees buckling, and pulling at their own damn hair. And that's before they cross the threshold of my door. You see, I'm the ultimate masturbator, and all I have to say is, if you love your girl, don't bring her around me. I add her to my long line of concubines while you sitting in the car crying, saying she used to be my girl. The next time you ask your girl if she masturbates and she says yes, you might as well get up, walk out, because I stretched that pussy out of shape. Who am I, you ask? I'm the originator, the true masturbator. Some of the women I serve ask how many licks does it take. And before they finish their sentence, I pull them in and start licking. One, two, and before three, they're already gripping the sheets, arching their backs. And right before they release their pressure all over me, I pull back in surprise. I slide dick inside. You see, there's no need for me to use my hands on me. I use them on your girl. I use them on his girl, and sometimes I might use them on her girl. I don't discriminate. I'm baiting chicks all over this land. Hell, I even bait my brother's girl to come serve me. She'll take his money and fucking pay me. Damn, I just realized I'm a nationwide motherfucking gigolo. In peace.
Yo. Hey, that close was everything, MD Live. Oh my God. He said, I just realized I'm a nationwide motherfucking gigolo. Yo. Fire, bro. It's good hearing you, bro. It's so good hearing you on the mic.
Thanks,
man. Wise son.
It's been on your name, you know, piece, it's been a minute, so I had to jump back home. I had to come back home.
That long line concubine, that's my line for that. That I was like, okay, this whole piece is dope. But that long line concubine, I'm like, wow. I see you, King. I see you, King. Yeah, that's that joint right there. That's that joint right there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm.
You know, I had to bring it home and do some things.
As you did. Mm. Love it. I love it.
Oh, man, it's always a pleasure to hear from you guys, man. It's always a pleasure to join the mic and bless the mic.
Right on. That blessing belongs to us as well, brother. Thank you. What say you, Van?
Man, that piece is amazing, bro. That brother had, you know, he's talking about using fingers and that should be, you know, hey, it ain't too much to be said.
Very true.
Hey, yo, Van.
Yes, sir, my brother.
Hey, man, I still when I go do my open mic, I still do that piece that I wrote talking about the mic is mine. You remember when you and Aziz was going back and forth, man. And I had to jump in on
that? Yeah.
I still read that piece.
That's what's up, bro.
I had to break in on y'all because it just had to write something real quick. And I was like, shit, that mic is mine. Fuck that. But, hey.
Right, I love it.
She don't mind sharing.
Absolutely. I love it.
I love it.
I don't let y'all brothers continue on with the show and continue listening. One mic, one love, man.
One mic,
one love. And one mic, good brother.
All right.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, MD Live, on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor. Oh, man. Whoo. Well, they're bringing it tonight. You ready to see what
that's
the
for
poetry
sure.
universe has for us next, bro?
I'm way curious.
Next up on the mic, we got Epiphany's own one half host of the Just Jay Gina Show. We got Just Jay in the building.
Hey, man.
What's happening, Jay?
Man, I've been listening to the show, man. The MD, that last piece was riveting. If you're still around, bro. Man.
Yes, he is.
Most definitely.
All right. I'm up here doing the Inspector Gadget thing. You remember when it used to first start on, he started walking through a bunch of different places and then crawling through tunnels and jump out of a payphone booth. Yeah. So what are we doing tonight, y'all?
Good brother, tonight is the last Thursday night of the month. And Van and I have this thing we got going on called it's the Open Mic Thursday Night Show. And tonight's that night. So if it's all well and all good and all the same, are you locked and loaded?
I am locked and loaded, bro.
Then if you are locked and loaded, brother, me and my man are going to step out the way. We ain't going to interfere, and we're going to let you do what you do and get on down.
Appreciate you, brother. The cold, tempestuous winds have swept their last sweeps, only remembered in rumors, memories of cooler times forgotten as the arid wind gales. The campfire has been lit, and the aroma is sweet as the steam rolls down our asphalted streets. Ladies and gentlemen, I present Exhibit A, the heat. The heat that allows the elites to eat, dine, and sip wine as they wax and wane and wine of their own imports. Apparently two glasses too many. As they gloat over taming officials in courts, stolen and sold for bribes are a poison delivered into the arm of the people. It's the toxins and the little fatty bits of highly prized tissue, because in the fat is where the lie lies. So tender and exquisite, buried in the jelly until utensil unsheathe and cleave, rendering the supple opaqueness of this flesh. And its consumption has ghoulish effects. You have maimed and murdered life, and now all your dreams are within your grasp. Feed the lion. Choose from the weak and the elderly, and do what comes naturally, and fill your coffers to capacity. Callous your eyes to the ghoulish spread, because these are not people. These are but numbers and algorithms that you will never meet. It's no crime as long as you do it with a punchline. And don't let your disgust for your lust ever show. No. Even if your stomach retches and convulses, you hide it. You suppress it. Because your diet should be hard to swallow. Bones in a pot rub smooth on the edges. gory disembodied faces staring through you. Small hands stirred into the casserole of enlightenment. You burn the land to boil the seas to scorch the earth in pot to produce this stew. But the stew is bad. And I sit here at this table staring deep into this hearty bowl of why feed me your crimes. A backbone, a spine, my spoon fine, it all offends. And this is the recipe of men who think that they are the one true God. Oh.
Damn, son.
Bruh. Hey, man, I don't know how many times I got to say this to just J-Rob, but, bro, why'd you make these short pieces, bro? Why you do these short pieces, bro? These are the kind of pieces,
man,
that are so good,
man.
I feel like you need to add more lies, bro. Bro, this piece is so good, man. I was like, man, don't end. Keep going. But no, bro, but seriously though, bro, this your pieces, man, just like we were talking about with Jay Walk, the elevation of you from when you first started to where you are now, bro. You're becoming a force to be reckoned with, bro. And that's real.
Thank
tough.
You, man. Hey, I'm here at Epiphany. Hell, let's go.
I could dig it. I have to concur with Van. From when I first heard you till now, you're on a straight, slow, steady incline with no peak in sight. It's just getting better and better. So
thank
I can honestly
you,
say how much I'm really digging what I hear you do.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate
really.
You. I appreciate y'all.
Hey, man.
Y'all know I go on and on about y'all too, man. But if it hadn't been for y'all too, if I'd have stopped right here when I had caught up with y'all, man, I wouldn't be doing this. No.
Yeah, man. We're quite humbled by it, man. So thank you.
Hey, man.
Appreciate you. Now, before we let you go, man, can you let everybody know what you got going on? Epiphany Radio and abroad.
All right. Epiphany Radio, not this weekend, but y'all come here this weekend, this Saturday. We're going to have something for y'all. Y'all come here the Saturday after that. It's going to be the Just Jay and Gina show. We're asking for poets to send us MP3s of love, ballads, and heartbreak. We ain't trying to dog out no women, and women, we ain't trying to dog out no men. We want to go ahead and keep it a nice, light atmosphere. Send us out MP3s. I'll be putting out a video within the next day or two telling you exactly where to send your MP3 to. So, y'all bear with me, and I'll be with y'all.
All right. I might have to send you something, sir.
I might need to get something, J-Rob. Do you have a heartbreak? Do you have a heartbreak?
Say again.
Do you have a
love? Do I have a heartbreak?
Sir?
Man, listen. Man, I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings with the heartache I've been through, but I'll share it.
Let's go. That's the piece I need right there. I need you to that one right there. And we're gonna
come on, man.
I'll call this.
I bet. Count me in.
My man.
Absolutely. Now, what else you got popping on?
That's okay.
Ask again, Van.
I was saying, he got anything else he'd like to share that he got going on?
You know what? We don't have nothing set. Just come by Monday morning at 7 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, to the AM Drive over there clubhouse. That's about all I got for announcements.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right, Just Jay, let's get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so you can talk to the DJ, get some tunes spinning over there, because it's a party over there, bro.
Man, I'm about to go get drunk, fall asleep, and get up and go to work, bro, just like back in the day.
Nice.
All right, bro. One love, one mic.
Much love, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Just Jay, doing what he do. Hey, man, we're going to keep this party going, man. We got Epiphany, another Epiphany host coming through, bro. We got Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. We got Mojave. What's good with you, Hal?
What's happening? What's going on, gentlemen?
Salute, sir. How are you, sir?
What's happening?
Have a good day.
I'm feeling good. You know, I'm standing up, feeling straight. Everything's coming out the other end. Before I put anything up with this end, it's great. Not me, who does not know my
name.
Yeah.
You want to welcome the brother in, Van?
Yeah, man, let me welcome the brother in. Bro, Brody, me and J-Rob going to step off to the side. It's open mic night here at the Get Down. So we want you to go ahead and get on down and do what it is that you do, because only you can do what you do. So go ahead and get down, bro.
All right. I tell her everything that's in my heart. More than that, I empty the contents onto my tongue to release freely these butterfly wings. I tell her everything that's in my soul. Tell her that she's breathing angel tears to fill the whole of me. How much I miss someone I've never had. Love someone I wasn't given to love. I send my eyes so that she can see how I see her, how grateful that she draws breath, allows me to share her air as she's rare. She became love. Her voice became melody. My spirit danced and gravity holding onto my feet and not my soul. I took flight and soared, and I am able to see God's creation in her essence and what would be better. There's nothing sweeter than her smile, pure honey. Able to stash into the confines of my happy while I move within her rhythm, her time, her, too. Only fools give up gold for something that they find on the ground shiny. Mine absent that the treasure is love. More than clever, they lose mine and take nothing for the greater it pretends to be. Content to complain, allow greed to stain the t-shirt they wore, the images that represented you. Taking that t-shirt off, they'd rather be cold, complain about the sun, instead of basking in the heat, learning to want only the sweet, not knowing that sometimes the bitter makes everything taste better. This summer sweater, when we become fair friendly in this weather, forgetting that they chose to make this walk together. Three, how do you cherish someone who will never be yours? Give life and love like you bleed at the edge of a knife. How do I have faith when all feels joy, when all feels hope? Yet I hold on like a lonely thread at the end of a rope waiting to climb into her heavens. Her arms so soft. I bear her best in the way that my head tests the steed with which she runs around in my mind. She's kind, affectionate, rhythmic, intelligent, soulful. A less man deserves less than the more that she is. What came to be is heavy. She is still the best reflection of love that I see and how I wish it to be. I wish it was me.
So this is what we're doing.
This is what we're doing.
Talk to your friend, Van. Talk to your friend.
Or
and Mojave, why you got to come in and do this, bro? Why you got to come in and do this, bro?
Because I'm King Drip.
What's this about?
So I'm King Drip, and I refuse.
He said, because I'm King Drip.
He said, because I'm King Drip. He come in with this softness, this ambiance, changing the whole mood, this whole dynamic, and just says, look here, I'm King Drip, and I'm about to put this spell on you.
Actually, I'm in here. I'm here for the sap. I'm here for all the sap. All the sap.
Okay, I see what I'm gonna have to do next week. I'm gonna have to step up my sap game.
I'm just saying, listen, as ordered by our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, aka For Real the Poet. It's not crappy if you're doing some sappy.
That part, there you go.
Not crappy. Doing some sappy. And just the third punctuated statement. Yeah. Go fire me, bro. Go fire me. Take your salt to David there. Okay, I'm done. That's it.
You know, he came in here, you know, dripping on and just being like that dude, right?
You got to pour out a little honey, man. Make it sweet. I had to do it. Just Jay went before me. He got a marvelous voice. His voice is just marvelous. His voice, it sounds like wet panties. I don't even understand. It's a problem.
Right. I'm with you on that.
Right.
He's like, I agree.
That's
besides the point, you know. All right. So, I'm going to just have to do this Huckabuck to the dance floor since Van seems to have disappeared. And I am the only one here.
I have not disappeared. I'm right here. I'm sitting here. I'm listening. You're supposed to wait for me to prompt you, but you being a host, you like to take over. I get it. I understand. Mojave, let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio.
Well, sir, I'm glad that you decided to tell me at this exact moment. So, fine.
That's it?
No, I wasn't done. I was keeping sound. I was going to bring this up. Hold on. Well, during the first Tuesday of the 15th Radio Universe, For Real Entertainment Network, we go to the Starship, where we boldly go where poems have not gone before. We bring to you 5 Speak, open mic, featuring the very dope and incredible Gwen C, Unculture Asia, and hopefully Just Jay, if we can get him in arms. It's going to be a fantastic dynamic show. We're going to get in here and sling these words and these poems and change the very fabric of the universe, because that's what happens when you have these incredible individuals on this show for Last Week, where we bring to you the unheard, the unsung, the unsound, and make you sure that you are constantly being informed of life, the dopest, the boldest. Here, of Last Week, open mic, 50 year universe, the sponsor of Real Entertainment, where we encourage you to take your socks off. Yeah, I like to put
that's
like
what's up,
little commercials in.
That's what's up, bro.
Okay. Just a little bit. It's not the
wall. That's dope, bro. That's dope, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
We're trying to put forth, you know, look at that. So,
I can dig it. All right, cool. So, man, we're going to usher this cat off to the Get Down dance floor and you know, try to get him something sexy to sip on while before we all go over there and just start having a hell of a good time with the fellas and the ladies and doing what we do on Thursday night. How about that?
Sounds like fun.
Bet to that. Good looking out, huh? Appreciate you, cuzzo.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm. All right,
bro. I love one mic.
I love one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Pippi Zone. Mojave, Mr. Tuesday night. Catch him not this coming Tuesday, but next Tuesday. All right, man. We're going to keep this party going. We're going to open this mic up to the CEO himself, Arthur Ray Maddox, a.k.a. Pharrell, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. What did you? What's going on? What did you?
What's happening, sir? How you doing?
Baby, what's going on? Take your socks off, fellas. What's going on? Get down, crew.
I can't call it my spoiler, man. It's always good to hear from you, good brother.
Oh, damn. Hey, man, it's good to hear. It's good to be heard, man. I've been listening in, man. It's been a dynamite program tonight, y'all. Y'all been cutting up, too, man. Nipples and stuff all up in the building, you know.
That was Van.
It's been a good one. I know it was.
That was Van and Jay Walker.
It wasn't me.
You know, I know how
that
the
light. That was Van and Jay Walker.
I know how the light can be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pink
Come nipples. On now.
That's all DSP.
I saw his pink nipples. John.
See? Told you. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Mojave. I heard you, Mojave. I heard some shit that you said too. But shout out to Van. Van, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing. What's happening, bro?
Man, I'm just enjoying the night, man. Night, beautiful night full of poetry. You know, somebody getting their ass whooped on Thursday night football. You know, it's a good night.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Yeah, the Bills are up 24-18. You know?
Wow. Oh, that's not getting beat now.
Yeah. Well, you know, but they're getting their ass whipped. If you're a Buccaneers fan, you know, and when there's 2 minutes and 41 seconds left to a game, you get your ass kicked.
Well, yeah.
That greatest comeback in NFL history is just not happening.
Not tonight.
Yes.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
No, but, man, I've been hearing some beautiful poetry, man. That just JV, he can, I'm telling you, y'all need to tag off me and put it on him. With all that sappiness.
Yeah, man.
Nah, that tag belongs to you.
Nah, bro. He's the new king of sap. He's the new king of sappiness, man.
He's the new sap.
Yeah, he does. He's the new king of sappiness. King sap. You know.
King sap. There you go.
Yeah, king sap. You know?
King sap. That's what it is. King sap.
King Sap.
That's his title.
Or Sappy
Sap?
Shore. Sappy Shore.
That's the title he rocking with. Okay.
Yeah. You
right,
know?
Right.
Yeah, but I heard a lot of sappiness on tonight. So I'm looking forward to
over
there and you spitting some sap on that show that he was talking about, that Jess Jay was talking about on that Saturday night. Y'all better send y'all tracks in there.
I got something for him.
Oh, yeah.
Good looking out.
You know, I sent him
my man.
Too. He already got it. He got a lot of work to do. He better upload them tracks.
That's what we asked.
He got some work to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been some time since I've been over here with you guys, man. It feels good to be here tonight, you know. I didn't really press one. I don't know how y'all got me up in here, but I just said, you know. I don't know how y'all did that.
I know you heard it. I know you heard it. It says hand raised. I know you heard it. You did press one, so you might go ahead and spit. Don't try that, bro. Don't even try that.
I just wanted to say
he
hello.
Act like he's Nah, bro. We need to hear peace. You ain't getting out of here. It's open mic. You can do cuss.
Oh shit.
Raise black light. You know. Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Oh damn. Bro. You be knowing the name of my poems, bro. Damn.
We all know the names of them, brother. We be paying
That's
attention.
Why I stopped
doing
them. That's why I stopped doing them, man. That's why I stopped doing them. I don't want to do none of that old stuff, man. I just came up in here to say hello, say some funny shit, talk about Van's pink nipples. You know what I'm saying? Chill out. Yeah.
Hey, bro, I ain't showing no nipples now, so I don't know what you're talking about. So, yeah.
They
just
what? Passing.
Maybe I will, because passing. We'll be on the video, and I walk around with no shirt on. Yeah.
They're
well,
passing
you should
pictures around in the chat room. They got pictures in the chat room passing them around saying that's you.
That's cool.
Austin.
Go ahead. It's all good.
So I'll just pull up anything. I broke my glasses, so in trying to do this piece, if I mess up, blame it on my cracked glasses. You know, I hold no pieces to memory.
The mic
Hello?
Is yours.
Okay, there was some crickets there, y'all. Y'all got to get y'all timing together.
My bad. My bad.
Blame.
All right, can we?
It's blog talk.
All right.
It's blog talk.
Okay. Can I get another one of those the mic is yours type things? I need to hear that.
My bad. Big bro.
Yeah.
You locked
bro.
And loaded? You locked and
yes.
loaded. So if you locked and
yes,
loaded,
sir.
Brother, me and Van gonna step to the side, and what we need you to do
mm-hmm.
is get on down.
All right. Thank you, my brother. And these are the tears of a clown. Everything love said that it would be to me. Love. Love said it would be that fresh breath blown into me that gave new life to me. Love said that I wouldn't need eyes to see it. Love said that I would know it by its careless whispers, its ears prepared to hear it. Longing song, wanting's symphony. Yet still I be haunted by heartache's unwanted melody. On a constant repeat haunting me. Love's a mirage that intangible thing see. It's hard to see its visuals escape me. Elusive, slippery. So in a mirror, the tears of a clown painted on staring back at me. Red nose honk, honk, honking at me. Funny. Love can be. Love can always also be silly. I find it painful, mostly. See, love said that it would be there for me. Once plentiful, now there's nothing but poverty. Wasn't worth the arrow Cupid shot into me. The tears of a clown forever reminds me how funny love can be when no one's laughing. Really. Just smiling to hide behind the shame and agony. Synonymous love and misery can be. Ain't that funny? I've always wondered why willows weep. Weeping willows, dandies lying, violets blue, skies gray, sometimes blue too. The rose so beautiful, but roses die too. It's all seasonal. So is happiness. So if you're in possession of it under the spell of its magic, enjoy it while you have it before love sings its songs of fantasies and shit that'll never happen. Life's a circus, and painted on are the tears of a clown. The tears of a clown. Prelude. Life gives an inside joke. Inside joke unshared. The wounded are ticklish. What the fuck is so funny? Life giggles a sweet and succulent piece. Bittersweet, sugary. Yet to me, it's an inside joke unshared. Because no one laughing around here. This place holds no one who cares. Real and truthful feelings are kept someplace over there. somewhere over there, somewhere elsewhere, kept to self, all about self. So many are selfish. The wounded are ticklish, waiting on love and to be tickled. They long to giggle. Uncaring are those with their nose up, unblemished, full of shit. Masking around, masquerading dummies, hypocrites. What the fuck is so funny? I find this shit humorous. This, as they run down like streams, cascade water falling down the face of the brokenhearted. These are the tears of a clown.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm mad because I've got a piece with the same title, and in my piece, I described what happiness looks like from the outside looking in. Hence, the clown is wishing he could have that happiness. So he tells jokes to get around the fact that he's suffering inside. Dope piece.
Thank you, brother.
You know, I like it.
Yeah.
What say you, Van?
Hey, man, this is an awesome piece by the regal royal sapalicious one himself. I'll take that title away from you, but I'll give it to For Real, because he's the one who makes a point to make sure that his hosts know how to deliver some sappy stuff. So, you know, as poets,
mm-hmm.
so we appreciate you coming through and delivering that level of sap.
Do it.
Hey, well,
do
thank
it.
You, my brother.
Do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you. No. Let me thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No. Let me thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
You're welcome.
You're
welcome.
Appreciate you.
All right. Hey, good to be appreciated.
Oh, and happy belated birthday, bro. Happy belated
yes,
birthday.
Sir. Happy belated
hey,
birthday.
Same to you.
Yeah.
Yes, same to you, John.
Yeah, Libra season was actually really good, man. Happy belated birthday, Libra.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Thank you guys for all your well wishes and happy birthday dishes and all that good shit. It was beautiful. For those who didn't say happy birthday to me, fuck you. Fuck everything about you and everything you live for.
Mommy!
Back to you, man.
Let them know.
Baby.
Thank you, brother. Hey, man. Make sure you drop the links for people to reach out to you for your raw links. We'll post some of the gems in the event page. Let them know what is happening with these raw links so you can go ahead and...
I sure
will. Because the holidays is coming. The holidays is coming.
Oh, yeah. Get y'all raw links, y'all. For real, what's the
make
holiday
sure you
coming
get your
up?
Raw
what is it, Thanksgiving? I ain't got nothing for Thanksgiving, but Christmas.
Christmas is coming,
you know, stuff like that. Yeah, Christmas. Get your holiday
New
on.
Year's?
But you know, love is
Valentine's Day, bro.
Love is seasonal all around, though. You know, if you have someone that you love, you can order a Royal Link bracelet, necklace, earrings. You know what I'm saying? We got it all over here at Royal Links. You can find us on Facebook. Raw Links, be raw at facebook.com. Just check us out. You know, why be average when you fuck and be raw. A oh, baby.
Yes, sir.
That part.
Yeah. That's that piece.
You the man, bro.
That's I love
that
it.
Piece. You the man, bro.
Mm-hmm. All right, fellas, I'm out of here.
All right, good brother.
Good to hear from you.
Get on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man.
Thank
great
you.
To hear from you, man. Get on over there. Have yourself a good time. We'll talk to you
I
soon.
I shall.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Baby.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Baby. Yeah.
Gentlemen, that is our CEO, Uncle Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, and you see why. You see why. Whew, man, what a show, Jay. What a show. What a show, bro. Whew.
Indeed.
That was the last poet. We come to the end of the show.
So in true form of fashion,
before we go into
last words, let me there'll be no show tomorrow night. Unless we do a pop up, stay tuned. We will let you know if we're gonna have a pop up. Saturday nights, let's talk about it, where we do date night differently with yours truly poetic. Sunday nights, the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, aka Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday nights, y'all, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen La Pearl La Negra and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is Halloween. Get out there and trick or treat. We'll let you know if we're gonna have a pop up for that evening as well. And then Wednesday night, Divas Talk with La Pearl La Negra. And she got a panel of divas, and man, from what I see and what I hear, that's a dynamite show. They be talking about some stuff. So make sure you tune in. And then next Thursday night, we'll be right back here to kick off November. Woo! The second day of November. Y'all believe that? We're almost to the end of the year for another episode of the Get Down. So make sure you tune in to J Rob, the Wise Son, of yours truly, Poetic Wise Son. Last words, what you got, my brother?
Poets, thank you all for coming through tonight. Like always, you don't disappoint. You bring your skill, your talent, and your passion for the love of this craft, and I couldn't be any more prouder than I already am when I get a chance to hear you guys. Thank you for not finding it to be robbery to spend some time with Van and myself and everyone who listens, and everyone who shares on the Get Down. I thank you all. Van Meadows, my brother from another mother, you already know how we get down. I'm rocking with you 10 toes down until God calls us home, and even then we're going to be doing poetry. Just want to remind you that I love you, bro. They don't make them like you no more. You're a once-in-a-generation cat, and we should always continue to do what we do. We come here to get down. Because I can't do it without you, bro.
Indeed.
Looking forward to next week.
Appreciate you, good brother. I love you too, man. It's nice to have my brother back. It feels good to get down. It's rocking. And I can't do this show without you, man. And I appreciate you for just being who you are and hosting this show with your boy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my brother from another mother. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. J-Rob, the Wise Son. So, I love you, bro. Thank you, man. To the poets, the callers, the listeners, those of you that tuned in to just get in this open mic and spit some stuff, we appreciate you. And the poets, you know, who chose not to spit but just be a fan of the art like we are, I hope your soul was fed. And without you all, there is no Epiphany Radio, so we will keep doing this until you say, nah, I shouldn't do it no more. So, but we love to hear you. We love to hear your art. And make sure you're tuned in Saturday night. Look forward to it. One love, one mic. Peace.
Peace, y'all. See you next week.